I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Just a good time as we continue to get you ready and prepared for this big playoff game on Monday night between the Steelers and the Texans.
I don't want to get you off schedule here, but you know, yesterday we talked a little bit about that. Had folks worked up about that Trevor Lawrence, C.J. Stroud conversation.
Mm-hmm.
You asked, I think you asked about, or maybe just made the comment about Trevor Lawrence and the MVP, where he ranked. Now, what? This ain't official. I don't even remember the publication.
But it was five.
It was a real one. It was third.
Third, yeah. Well, he's had a
Matthew Stafford, Drake May,
then him. Yeah. His second half has been it's the best football he's ever played in
yeah.
his life.
Well, nine rushing touchdowns and. What is it, 28 or 29 passing touchdowns? Yeah, that's a year now. So
he's rolling. So
anyway, I didn't want to get us off. I just thought of that a while ago. I saw it. And I was like, damn, I meant to tell Ron about that a little earlier.
Yeah, no, he's having a hell of a year. But again, come on out here and hang out with us and hang out with us tomorrow, Boomer Jacks and Katie. Also coming up behind us as we finish up here. Texans All Access, Mark Vandermeer, John Harris will be together, and they'll be joined by the Hall of Famer, the General. John McClain will join the fellas tonight, and then you know we've got a little Area 45 live and local late night. There you go, 8 to midnight. Patrick Creighton and Sean Bajani will hold it down as they get rolling, and they got a big game to talk about tonight. So a lot to talk about as they get you ready for the playoffs and everything happening as well. So Area 45 following John McClain, who's on Texans All Access. Again, if you missed it, I know some people are coming in. We just started it this week. We've made a change with T-Mill's Best Bets. They're no longer at the end of the show, coming in at 5:30. If you missed his bets, he's got 6 of them out on the table. All right, this is the day he turned around. Yes, he may be 1-for-10 for the week thus far, but this is when he turns it around. He's got 6 bets that you can look at. You can go at T-Mill Real Deal to check out what he's got down. All right, Clint, I set this on the other side for people to think about. And if you're Nick Caley, and we know all teams do this, and we know Nick Caley has done it, and to be honest with you, we've seen some real good success for the Texans with their first 15 plays, their top script. If you're scripting the first 15 plays, and this is based off what you've watched from the Steelers, what you want to accomplish, what you want to do, how many times or how many plays would you have Nico Collins be a guy that you're attempting to get involved with, somebody that you're attempting to hopefully get the ball to go his way? How many times would he be involved in the first 15?
Well, I don't know how many times he'd be involved, but I can tell you where there would be at least 5 of those plays where I would either —
that's what I was thinking —
I would either line him up formationally where they can't put a corner over the top of him and a safety over the top and take him away. I would use motion. And when I say motion, I ain't talking about that silly jog across the formation and set your feet kind of deal. I'm talking about real motion and snap the football and get him to try to give him – he'd be first in my read, trying to give him the football that way. I would definitely line him up. You know, some of the stuff we saw Slowick do last year, line him up in the backfield, pitch a toss, quick snap it and pitch a toss to him.
Of plays that are immediate. We're getting it to him.
I would definitely throw him a screen, some kind of quick screen in this game. I don't care how you get to it. I'd personally use motion. I'd personally use a bunch formation, which is 3 wide receivers. I'd cut split or wide. I don't care. I'd use a bunch motion, get some guys blocking out in front of him. I would do all of that in the first batch of plays. And now it's twofold here. It is – one, you're getting your best player touches, no doubt. That's the beauty of it.
Yeah.
Right? But there's also, we talk a lot about having some eyes in the booth that you trust, right? There's also something about if you're up there and you're watching and we line up Nico Collins in this position, or if we line him up in the backfield, or if we do, you know, whatever, however you look at it, how are they treating the backside? You know, if you line him up in the backfield, what's their immediate coverage go to? Because it's probably – you don't do it enough for them to have multiple checks to Nico Collins being in the backfield.
Yeah.
So if he's in the backfield, what do they go to? Do they go to all-out man because they know they can cover everybody else and just – and zero in and crowd the line of scrimmage and get after Nico? Or do they just stay in a shell and play their D? Like, in how did they – and then you're at a point where later in the game you can put Nico back in the backfield and know, hey, man, I'm finna get Higgins one-on-one over the top, or I'm fixing to get, you know Dalton Schultz. Based off how they played it earlier. So I think there's multiple reasons why you do it. Number one, you're getting your best player involved. Number two, you got all week. You got 10 days to 8 days to script it and work and rep the plays. But then three, there's a good chance he dictates what defenses do. There's a good chance they're going to line up somehow, some way to give you another play off the backside of it. You know what I mean? And that is That's where I would go with
it. The reason why I kind of stated that and wanted to kick it off with that is, just ultimately, man, this has to be a game where there isn't a CJ or a Nico Collins just wasn't real productive, wasn't really involved. Like, we've seen how the hell did Nico have 4 targets?
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first 2 orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Like, we've seen that. We've had that conversation multiple times. Now, they have won some of the games, but you're like, how the hell did that happen?
Yeah.
Like, this cannot be a game in which you are the reason, or you allow it to be very easy for him to not be involved in the game. I mean, to me, there's got to be a flat – there's got to be at least 2 plays in there where I'll be damned, like, something really broke down to where it didn't go to him immediately.
Yeah.
Whether that's a screen, which, you know, we haven't seen that much of him doing that this year, but in years past, he's been really good at that. If that is there's something where just a quick hitch, something to where he gets his hands on it, because I think he's got to get it early, he's got to get it often, and it cannot be a situation where the Steelers can run a certain coverage to just take him out of the game.
Yeah. Well, I told you what I would do. I'm just going to tell you, don't bank on it.
I
think there's several things. One, they hadn't shown to do it all year long. But two, you know, the most recent success against a playoff football team was one where, because Nico Collins was stationary backside, he drew so much attention. You hit 2 big plays early, you got out to a lead. And with our defense, that is winner, winner, chicken dinner 9 times out of 10. And so I think that is just going to – I mean, not that it was ever going to be a thing to do some of the stuff we've talked about, but I think the fact that the last outing versus a playoff caliber team, they made hay opposite him. I think you're gonna see more of that.
Yeah, I mean, you said it earlier. They seem to be more about the plays instead of players, right?
Yep.
They seem to be more.
Well, the most interesting thing about that, they are, you know, it's the saying that a lot of great offensive minds have. It's not new. It's been around forever. In critical situations, think players, not plays, right? You can go up and scheme up the best thing, but if your best player's not getting the touch, it could be a problem. And, you know, I think this particular offense is extreme when it comes to Nico Collins, is unbelievably extreme towards plays. You know, they never think player. They always think plays. Now, unless, again, you're doing a Dare Ogunbowale, and then you're like, why is it Dare? Or they're doing, you know, some kind of – even some of the jet sweep stuff. Why is that not 14 or 12.
But the thing is, we've seen it sometimes. Like,
yeah.
To me, the Raiders game, it felt like CJ just said to hell with on it a couple of times and got, what, a couple of pass interference penalties on plays where, you know, Nico wasn't just straight open or the big throw in double coverage. But, again, to the point you're making, all of those plays had Nico Collins just out there, you know, wide.
Well,
and the Raiders just said, F it. Yeah. We're going to set a safety right there. And for two quarters, he wasn't that much involved.
Well, you're just not – like, I mean, I've always said it. You know, the to me, when I'm talking about, you know, Nico Collins getting touches or even Jalen Knoll or any of those guys get – it's like we're talking soft corner, throw the hitch. You know what I mean? I don't care what the run is, just throw the hit. Watch Aaron Rodgers. We're going to watch him this weekend. But watch Aaron Rodgers. Anytime there's a soft corner, watch him abort the run action. Everybody else is blocking some run, and watch him flip it out there.
Just get it out there real quick.
Yeah, just get it out there real quick. Like, those are the kind of touches that I'm talking about. The in-rhythm stuff is – hell, I can call those plays. You know, I mean, I can call Nick Cayley's playbook and just go, hey, man, read it out. If it goes to Nico, it goes to Nico. Read it out. You know, that's what you see a lot of.
All right, Clint, great job. Tyler, great job as always.
Great job to you guys.
We'll be out tomorrow, playoff edition. Football Friday will be in Katy. Boomer Jacks, come on out and hang out with us 2 to 6 and enjoy yourself as we get you ready for Steelers, Texans, to talk about these college football playoff games. Again, Clint, Tyler, great job. I am Ron, the show as always, Houston. We love you, baby.
I don't think you're out looking for him.
I'm not, because they annoy me, so I don't want to see him.
Stanley with a Stanley, yeah.
Tyler, you got a big handle, Stanley?
I got a couple of them, yeah.
The Stanley or the Yeti?
Both. I'm versatile. Yeti, yeah, Stanley, tiny beers, whatever.
Yeah, I got Yeti,
tiny
too.
Tiny beers, whatever. Yeti, absolutely. Absolutely.
All right, thanks, Tyler. Let's roll.